over to what we're seeing on the livestock side, cattle market, I noticed that we did see a limit down trade, but it didn't last very long.
It didn't last very long. That market's still very volatile. We are down on the day. We broke some technical support. And so you're seeing what, you know, you would call more of a bear spread today. You're seeing April is down the most, and then the other months not down as much beyond April. But, you know, I think cash is, we haven't really seen much, but more indications where it'll be maybe just steady. We've been in this sideways pattern, haven't been able to break out to the upside, especially on Monday. That was extremely disappointing trade on Monday. And now you're breaking to the downside. The key number to watch on the June contract will be that 150 level, if we can get back above that or not. But, yeah, we are seeing a lot of volatility. The feeders really are the ones that are down the most right now, and that's what's putting some pressure on our fat cattle as well. You're seeing weights are getting heavier, and you are expected to see more numbers come out to the market in this you know, end of April, May time period. So we're going to see more and more production coming on.
What about for the hogs? I know they're the June hogs recently saw some advances on the trade, but they're talking about maybe the gains in the cash market having an effect.
Yeah, you know, the hogs, you're starting to see, I mean, it's definitely more competitive. You have some technicals that have turned a little bit in that market, too. Cutouts are up for the week, almost a couple of dollars or close to it right now. So you have that market that was probably overdone. It's interesting how, you know, last year when it topped out, and this year it kind of bottomed out in almost the same exact week. But I think things did get overdone on the pork side, and I think you got a little bit of spreading between the cattle and the hogs going on. Keep in mind that almost every week there we were setting a new record on the cattle hog spread with cattle over hogs. Now you're starting to see a little bit of adjustment there. But, you know, the weather does look nice going forward, and that should help the demand for the hogs. And seasonally, prices do work higher at this time of the year.
Well, I'll do my part and pull the grill out this weekend.
Absolutely. Get her going, especially now that the snow is all done.